Hello?
Go ahead, Mr. Bundy.
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, I have three things to say to you. One is with respect to the media conference, right?
Yeah.
It's felt here after very careful consideration that this whole situation is so fluid and the media situation here is so tense and complicated, indeed so much so it's just impossible to convey it to you, that it probably would be inadvisable for the present time. That's number one. Number two, we are sending you a flash, which is very urgent for you and Cy and the palm tree, right?
And the what?
And the general.
Right.
Three. This is before points. So three. We need, if it is possible, a verbatim text of Cy's press conference, quite urgently. Right?
Yeah.
And so four, are you back talking with G?
He tore up his piece of paper. We took it back to him. He tore it up.
Good.
We then sent for YLF.
Yeah.
And YLF is due in any minute.
Right.
I have not been back to him because I have nothing to say at the moment, and I am following the cooling off view of my last night's message unless you instruct me differently. I expect to have a good talk with YLF and then the three of us have a talk and then go on from there.
Well, now, here is our feeling here, and you will see some of it reflected in this flash. I think perhaps I can put it this way, that it is urgently necessary, if possible, to complete the plan that you have been working on with that fella, even if the body does not agree. You see? You read me?
Yeah. Which doesn't agree?
Even if the selected person for the illustrious honor,
yeah,
does not agree.
Say that, there was a breakdown this morning. I think I told you last night that they were to meet.
Yeah.
And they both refused this morning.
They both refused.
Yeah.
Well, even I say that even regardless of acceptance by the person,
I get it.
If you could get a an agreement as to who the person would be,
yeah,
and could finish up the other points,
yeah,
it is our very strong view that that would be of the turn out to be of the greatest importance.
For
if you could,
or for reality?
Huh?
For appearances or reality?
No, for reality, as you'll see reflected, and it relates back to your 1805.
Uh-huh.
You see?
I'll take a look.
Now, I would indicate for your consideration that if it is possible to work out this plan and to come to a stopping point on it, that it would be advisable for you to say that you need some time to present it at this end, without indicating to him any uncertainty as to what the result would be, but just so as to prevent publication action or whatnot. You see?
Yeah.
Have I made myself clear to you?
You have.
Right.
You have.
Why do you suppose that G refused to talk to A and A refused to talk to G?
Well, Same complex of feelings, I would imagine, that entered into the memorandum
I get it.
About.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
But, a feeling that there really wasn't any meeting there.
Yeah.
I think we may have overdone the degree to which they were encouraged. But I think there's a... I get this overnight pattern.
Yeah.
This is the second time. I think this was bad. And then, of course, there was the simple fact of the arrival of the widow at the critical moment.
That was bad, hmm?
Well, only that he had to do that.
Oh, I see. I see. I get you. Now,
I told you last night that things were going to slow down. Now you tell me to rearrange that, speed them up.
Well, I'm not asking you to do the impossible, but...
I will, as the book says, are lo posible, no?
Sure. No, this is just an indication to you, which I think will become clarified when you take a look at the flash. Another thing is that when YLF arrives, ask him about statement with respect to 12 hours. The statement of JB's with respect to 12 hours.
I don't understand you, but he will.
He will. He will know what it is. That is 12 hours for talking. And then you can appraise that. But the principal thing is that this is really related to the very interesting suggestion that you made in the other.
Well, if you're talking about 1805...
Is it 1805?
Maybe overtaken by events.
Well, I know that, but maybe not when you...
I'll wait for your paper, and I will... is it your feeling that you'd like me to, in the absence of YLF, to go charging ahead with G at this stage?
I wouldn't want you to go charging ahead, and any time I break a leg, I'm just expressing to you the view of three of us here.
I'll talk to you. It'll be here in half an hour.
Yeah, there are three of us here, and I'm expressing to you our views.
Who are you, anyway?
Size Papa.
Yeah.
And BM of this office, and me.
Who? DR?
BM. M as in Mary.
Oh, DM.
B. The bishop.
Oh.
Yeah. And size boss and me. Okay.
JBM.
Who?
JBM.
Size boss, you understand that?
That one, yeah.
All right, well, the other one is a fellow who works here for full time, except when he goofs off.
I know who you mean.
Okay.
Are you in touch at all with the brethren that I keep so much touch with so unsuccessfully?
You mean up top?
No, across the way. The ones who've been pulling their troops back.
Who've been pulling their troops back?
Their people back. To you.
You mean across the pond from you?
No, I mean the people with eight floors who keep talking about their seventh.
People with eight floors who keep talking about their seventh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. The answer to your question is yes.
I see.
Further affiant saith not.
What?
Further affiant saith not. That's a...
Listen, I'll wait for your goddamn message, then I'll call you up.
Okay. Right. Thank you. Bye.